Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Today, I want to talk about very common disease amongst product creators, and I have been there, done that way too many times. And it's the feeling that if your product isn't working, or if it's not going as you imagined it would be going, if you're in that stage where nothing seems to be working out the way you hoped, your first instinct is to change the platform. And again, I know how that feels. I have been there, done that a few too many times. So let's talk about it and how to recognize if you're actually in the situation where you should be changing a platform, or you are just using that as that additional dopamine hit, or you're just excited about this new venture and you kind of are just distracting yourself from the thing that actually matters. So I see this amongst my clients quite a lot. Let's focus on two different types of clients. I have people that I do kind of everything for and we have ongoing collaborations, so I'm just always there for them. And, you know, sometimes it's more of a long-term, weekly kind of a thing where I'm really behind the scenes of it all. And I'm helping with all the decision-making, with all the selling, with all the launching, the setups, everything, right? And I'm like more immersed in the direction of that business. So to some extent, I'm also like more responsible to where that business is going. But then there's the other side of clients where we ultimately meet once in a while when they come to me with a request for something specific. And in many cases, they started out creating a product. Often it's been years ago. And then ever since then, they just come back to me once in a while. Either they want to relaunch the product or they're recreating some parts of it. And often it is the fact that they are moving to a new platform. Now, this really is a tricky one because I love moving, okay? This was like a hobby of mine to move from platform to platform. And that is one of the reasons why I have been a course creator for more than a decade. And I say with full certainty that I could work on any platform. Yes, I do like some more than others. Yes, I'm more efficient and I can do things faster and in a better way in some platforms than others. And some platforms are just by default as platforms better than others. That's like not even a question, right? But ultimately, I know how to work any platform because I have not only worked with them for my clients, but I have also been on them myself. Okay, I have actually created my own offers. At this point, if I would have to like quickly name a number, like how many different platforms I have used, it's so hard to say. I started out on Teachable. Then for a while, I was on Thinkific. And by the way, from all the platforms, Thinkific probably is like the most seamless one to use specifically for courses. Then I was trying out Teachery for a while. I have been on Circle. I have been on Skoll. I have, like, I'm literally just thinking right now. I have no even clue. There are some platforms that I totally forgot that I exist. I have also set up my own business on System. And the latest one has been Payhip. And yes, there have been other ones in between as well. But I'm just giving you like a brief insight in what I mean when I say that I have been on these platforms. My personal reasoning for that is not also Standstore and Beacons, but anyhow, my personal reasoning for that is not so much about the product itself or the sales, but it's more about that entertainment of actually having to move. Because when I have that product moved, when I'm in the new space, I have like a whole new fresh breath of air in me. I want to do all the things. I want to promote my products more. I want to talk about them more. I want to do all kinds of campaigns. I just want to see people flowing into my space, right? And for me, I also have to say that it's also a bit of a professional perk that I can easily do these shifts and changes, and I just kind of enjoy the process, and I enjoy fully knowing behind the scenes. So then when somebody comes to me, I can actually like do that setup and do all of that back end, fully knowing what it is that I'm doing, not only on like surface level, but like actually I have been troubleshooting these platforms. I have been, you know, doing all the features, like trying and testing everything. However, most of my clients, when they do change a platform, they change a platform because their product wasn't working. And in short, it will really rarely be the answer, right? In fact, I have never really seen the case when changing a platform is a solution to your sales problems. And it is such an easy thing to do, to blame the platform, right? And it's normal. Like, I don't blame you if you are in the position where you want to blame the platform instead of looking at it from different perspective. And maybe you have tried and tested so many different things, right? And it's just not working. And now you start to think, okay, but what if my checkout doesn't have the right branding? What if the fact that this platform is simpler than Kajabi, or my landing page is very simple and it's not like professionally designed? What if that's the problem? What if the back end of my student experience is the problem? What if it's the fact that like I don't have a great thank you page? We start to look at these teeny tiny details, but even as I'm saying this list out loud, I'm sure you already hear how this will never be the problem. Like, if I myself, as somebody who like wants to buy a course, I'm looking at a sales page. If the sales page is extremely simple, but I want to buy the course, like I want to buy the product, I need the product, or it will make my life better, or make myself happier, or whatever is the case, and I want it, like if the product speaks to my soul, I don't care how the sales page looks like. And I personally, I'm all for well-designed pages. I'm a designer myself, so I love well-designed spaces and pages and everything, right? But ultimately, it doesn't really matter. If your messaging is there, if you're clear about what it is that you're selling, like these days, so many creators are on Stan Store, and even creators who have built their own websites, creators who have been on Kajabi, they are now using Stan Store because it's just so simple and so easy. At the same time, Stan Store does not have a landing page builder. You basically just have a checkout option where you can put text, you can put images, and many people do create graphic as a landing page and then put it there instead of like actually building landing pages. But ultimately my point is that many creators on Stan Store, many successful creators on Stan Store have the simplest landing pages, or they have approached it like in the most like simple way possible, right? And they're still making the sales because it's the marketing, it's the way you're showing up, it's how you talk about your products, whether or not you talk about your products, how you are marketing, how you're approaching your audience, are you speaking to cold audience, to warm audience, are you warming up your audience, right? There are just so many different elements and so many different things to think about beyond the platform. And yes, platform can play, like it does play some role in your user experience, right? One of the biggest things that I really just can't stand personally is when somebody who is using Kajabi does not have optimized backend for the Kajabi. So if you have started the product, you have created a product, but you have not looked at how your actual student portal is looking like, if there is still like Kajabi logo and Kajabi branding and colors and everything, the moment I am there, I just know that you haven't paid enough attention to your product, you haven't paid enough attention to the setup. And again, like I understand that part, but for me as a user, like that gives me that moment of like, oh, okay, like you could have done this better. Okay, if you are showing up, if you're selling, you could have done this better. But the fact that, for example, instead of Kajabi, I'm on a different platform that is maybe simpler, that maybe doesn't have that branding in general, like there's just no option to brand the platform in that way, or the platform is in the simplest possible way. So when I enter that student portal, it's just like all white and there are the videos. If that is the case, I don't care. Like I have the content, I have the videos, like that is what I bought, right? And sure, some people will like if it's better designed, some people will like if it has a different layout, but it's not about that. Ultimately, if your offer speaks to your audience, they will buy no matter how your checkout looks like. They will buy no matter how your student experience looks like. Like once they're inside, they're not gonna say, okay, return my money, I don't like the student portal, okay? And this is such an easy distraction. When something isn't working, you're like, okay, I'm currently paying, let's say $100 for a platform. I'm not making the sales. What other platforms are out there? Maybe there's a better page builder. Maybe there's a better user interface. Maybe there's something with this and that and the other. And yes, there are some features that you should look out for. For example, you want to have a checkout with the upsell feature, right? And for example, on the same Stan store, you can be on Stan store for their lower tier plan for like $29 per month, but there's not gonna be built-in upsell feature in the checkout. You will have to pay extra, so you have to pay for $99 plan to have that. And that is the type of important element that you do want to have. You don't need to have right off the bat as you're selling your first product. But that might be something, that might be one of the reasons that you do decide to actually shift to a different platform for. That is one of those, but it's not the design, it's not the user experience per se, but it's just that sales element, the marketing element. If there's like some specific feature missing from your product and you know that you want it and you need it, then you can consider the move. If you are on a simpler product platform and you want to move to something more all-in-one because you want to have more of that all-in-one space for yourself, it makes sense. But if you want to make the move because you feel like your product will sell better because you will be on all-in-one platform, that is probably not going to be the case. And I have seen this time and time again with my clients as well who move kind of for the sake of moving. And I mean, I also talk about this with them. Often they have their own reasons. Sometimes it's the budget. Sometimes it's just, again, like specifics that they personally don't like about one platform or another. But ultimately, it is a distraction. And if you are looking, like if you are considering maybe moving yourself as well, maybe there is something that you don't really like about the platform and you'll feel like if that one thing will change, then the whole user experience will be changed. It will just rarely be the case. It's really the marketing elements and it's really just the overall experience that you build. Like you can always build that experience no matter what are the tools you have. You can always be mindful about every step along the way, even on the simplest platform. If I'm purchasing a product that is on a simple platform and I'm just getting a simple thank you page, I'm perfectly fine with it as long as you have actually put something on that thank you page. You can always build a user experience, like build a good user experience on any of the platforms, no matter what might be the limitations. Some platforms have many limitations. Some platforms you can't really brand different, you know, spaces. You can't fully brand the checkout. You can even add images in the checkout and so on. And that can feel very limiting. But believe me, it will not make or break your sales. There might be one person all along the way who's like, okay, yeah, I don't like this platform they have the product on. I'm not gonna buy it. Okay, well, let's just be, okay? Who cares? Like, ultimately, it's not going to be about the platform. And the thing is, well, if you are in the business space and if you're selling to business owners, they might pay more attention to these things. But the reality is that if you are selling it to an average customer who doesn't have the business experience, maybe, or who haven't created their own product, or who haven't been, like, consistently buying other products, they might never pay any attention to any of that. And I'm all for creating good user experience. I'm all for optimizing everything you can optimize along the way, okay? But there is that point where you have to just realize, is it actually the platform? Is something really crucial missing? Or is something like really, if you don't really like something, like it's fine, you can move the platform. But if you're finding yourself getting in this habit of just with every launch, you're doing it on a new platform, which I have done, I have been there. It doesn't change the situation. It's always about the way you are showing up for your products. It's always about the way you are selling. It's about your messaging. It's about the product itself. and it will rarely be about the platform. Really, I would say never, but you know, sometimes 1% of the time it might be about the platform. So if you are considering the move, first just be honest with yourself. Why do you want to make it happen? And then take it from there. Now that will be it for this episode. If you want to chat with me, if you have any feedback or questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. Now that will be it from me for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.